Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
We got some football this week, and it's actually a very appealing schedule. For Giant fans, you get a break from watching your team break your heart. The Jets take on the Miami Dolphins, a blood rival. And then you got a good schedule of games. You got Ravens-Steelers, which is certainly very appealing in the battle for the AFC North. So that's a big game. You got the Bills against the Bengals as the Bengals are trying to fight their way back and the Bills are trying to make the postseason. That's a big game. Packers-Bears in the 4 o'clock window is a huge game.
Forgot Indy-Jacksonville. That's for the division.
Oh, crap. Indy-Jacksonville. That's another huge game. And then you got Chiefs-Texans Sunday Night Football, which is a monstrous game.
That's a great weekend. Giants can't ruin our weekend. This is great.
No, it's the beauty of the bye week. You're right about that. I've thought about that over the years, too, that sometimes the bye week, I used to hate the bye week. And then when your team sucks, it's like, oh, I love the bye week.
Now I don't have to be pissed off.
Right. You get a little break from it. Sean mentioned before that there's another quarterback that we could at least have a brief discussion on, possibly entering the Jet quarterback room next season. We talked earlier about Kyler Murray, had a caller even mentioning about the Ravens possibly dealing Lamar Jackson. So a lot of names have been brought up. Who is the name that we have not talked about yet?
I need you to take 15 seconds after I say it before you yell. Okay?
Now I'm going to yell?
I think you just need to understand the context. Right. You have said Kyler Murray to compete with a young quarterback. We're not talking about, hey, guy we think is going to be the quarterback for the next 5 years.
Gotcha.
Very quietly, the practice window this week opened up for Deshaun Watson, who is probably almost assuredly not going to be on the Browns roster next year.
Oh, man.
So let that sit and marinate. He is going to be on a football roster next year.
I have an answer.
Are you sure?
In a world that we live in, where, and I'm just going to say it, where Justin Tucker is getting workouts with the quarterback position, Deshaun Watson's going to be on a roster next year.
You're probably right, but I could see him being blackballed-ish.
Okay.
So you're saying Trevor Ballard?
Yeah.
Okay. My answer, I think I'll be very honest with you about this, and I've said this before about various guys.
It better be no thank you.
What do you think I'm going to say?
No thank you.
Okay. I think that when you do stuff and you're accused of stuff and you serve your punishment, whatever that punishment is, whether it's a suspension, whether it's jail time, whether it's whatever it is, you obviously have that right to come back and earn your living. And I'm not against that. And I'm going to be honest with what organizations think, but they don't tell you. I'm just going to say it. Certain guys are worth the headache. Certain guys are worth the bad publicity.
Yes.
Certain guys are worth the discourse. At this point in his career, it is just not worth it. So no thank you. But I admit I'm a raging hypocrite. Like, I will be the first to tell you, if this was 4 years ago, in fact, it was 4 years ago, and we talked about it on the radio, would you trade for Deshaun Watson? I was a little bit more interested.
Because he was still perceived as one of the great young quarterbacks.
Correct. Absolutely.
And now he's not. Even when he was playing before he was hurt or whatever has kept him out, he hasn't been good.
We mentioned this a couple of weeks ago on a very little-known utility player, the New York Mets signed, named Jihan Bey. And I mentioned to you guys, I didn't like that they signed Jihan Bey, and we looked it up and we talked about the fact that he was accused, and it turned out to be true, of beating up his girlfriend.
Right.
And I said to you, boy, I'm going to be a complete hypocrite here. Because he's this utility player, why would you bring that guy in? If he was a superstar.
It's the not worth it.
It's the not worth it quotient. If the guy was a superstar, you know what you do? I hate to admit it. You hold your nose and you say, all right, I'm doing it. Yankees did it with Aroldis Chapman. Guy was waving his gun around, beating up his girlfriend. Like, so I think in the case of Deshaun Watson, it just absolutely fits the no thanks, not worth it category.
All right, that's fair enough. But that, I think that is going to be a veteran name thrown out there that teams like the Jets and the Steelers, even if they're not truly linked, enough reports will make them linked.
Yeah,
and just put it out there.
Because he's not old, right? He's only 29, maybe 30.
I'm looking it up now.
He was in the Mahomes draft.
I would definitely guess he's still in his 20s, but I'll tell you the answer in a second.
Right. And so there is a.
I'm wrong. He's 30.
Yeah, so there's but it's still, that's not old.
No.
There's an argument for him getting another shot. I just don't know what team would want to weather that. Because you're going to, even if it's minor, you're going to get people protesting against it. And you're going to get people not forgetting it and just saying, okay, but he can be a good football player for us. It's just, it's one of those things that's really hard to get over.
By the way, next week's schedule is freaking awesome. See some of the games next week?
There's like 5 4 o'clock games. Like three of them are awesome.
Bills Patriots at 1 o'clock. Chargers Chiefs at 1 o'clock. In the 4 o'clock window, Packers Broncos. Lions, Rams, Colts, Seahawks. Not too bad. Pretty good. Pretty good little schedule.
Good week for Giants Commanders at 1.
Giants. Speaking of Giants Commanders, you remember? What's going on next week?
I know why I turned down tickets to it. Why?
Has nothing to do with you and turning down tickets. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the bet that you made?
Evan, we make a lot of bets on the show. Just kind of refresh me. I'll pay it off. What have you got?
I didn't make the bet. Yeah. You made the bet with
Al Cintron.
My Washington Commanders. Yes, that guy. Al Cintron and you made a bet. And what you have to do is he comes in and he takes your job for the day.
Who's laughing at my Commanders now?
And then you work for him. So we get the blessing of that voice being with us whenever
hold
we ask.
Hold mine.
Okay. Whenever we ask him to talk.
Hold mine.
I'll make that clear to him. And you just work for him.
Hold mine!
Bet's a bet.
That's next Friday.
Bet's
are you
bet.
Aware of that?
It had not clicked with me. But look, a bet's a bet. I got to honor it.
Right.
So that's it.
It's going to be your easiest day of work ever.
It really is.
Tiki, I'm downplaying that part, but believe me, I'm looking forward to that.
Let's go to Justin in Paterson, New Jersey. What's going on, Justin?
Yes, I wanted to talk with Evan. A couple weeks ago, it was Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Now we're on to Kyler Murray. Next week it's going to be the corpse of Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson. Can we start a new segment every Friday, brings in a worst quarterback option for the Jets, and we see if any of them are right by the end of the year?
Do you think Joe Burrow is a bad quarterback option?
I didn't say he was a bad option. I said every week it gets worse.
Well,
you start with Joe Burrow, which is good,
right.
And you move down to Kyler Murray.
I think the problem is he's come to the realization that Joe, and this is what I said, Joe Burrow is not going to be available.
Probably not.
He is not going to come free. They are not doing anything with Joe Burrow other than keeping him for the long term.
Justin, you need to use context, and I don't think you're doing that properly. The New York Jets are going to have a new quarterback next year. In all likelihood, they're probably going to draft somebody. Is Tyrod Taylor just going to be brought back? It's certainly on the table. There are a lot of different possibilities on what the Jets are going to do with that quarterback room.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow and that situation is very different than talking about a Kyler Murray, because Joe Burrow would be the, hey, wow, he's available. I'll move hell and high water and all my picks to go get him. Okay? Very different circumstance. Which, by the way, like Joe B said to us last week, he wouldn't even do. So there are some Jet fans who are like, no, I just want to draft my own guy. The Kyler Murray discussion today is very, very different. It's not the same. I was referring to him as an advanced Justin Fields, as a lottery ticket that I would bring in to compete with a quarterback I'm drafting.
Right, he's not Jared Goff. He's not bringing him in, or Matt Stafford, a vet, to be your guy for the next five to however long, many years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You're compete. If you win the job, great. Kid develops. If you don't win the job, you're a backup or see you later.
It doesn't matter as much. Yeah, so don't view it as you went from Joe Burrow to Cotton. They're not related. They were two very different kind of discussions or where you can go at the quarterback position. They're not the same.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Oceanside. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? Thank you for having me.
What's up, Mike?
What's up?
Just want to talk on Kyler Murray for a little bit. I agreed with one of the callers before about being 5'8". A couple of weeks ago, Murray pretty much admitted that he couldn't see over the offensive line to make a pass to somebody who was open. Number two on Kyler Murray, just career-wise, he's inconsistent at throwing into pressure. And number three, I want a guy who's got good judgment on and off the field. And when you post a picture wearing a Mike Vick jersey with a pit bull, that's just poor judgment.
That was poor judgment, but I don't know if that should be disqualifying.
Yeah.
Like, it was a mistake. I get that, but it's there's also levels of mistakes. I don't think that's a disqualifying level.
He had to be aware of it, right?
What was his excuse after? I thought he said he didn't put it together
He didn't realize the dog with my... Like, he knew about it, but just didn't think in the moment, oh, yeah, this is a stupid idea.
Right.
Which, by the way, I actually believe him. I think he's just that big an idiot.
Yeah, because how top of mind is that for him?
Right. I'm sure he grew up as a quarterback idolizing Vic.
Think about how long ago that was.
Yeah.
And so he's 30, right? 29?
Mm-hmm.
30 years old?
He's 28 years old.
He's 28 years old.
What was that, 2008?
Yeah. So he was a baby.
By the way, one thing that I've noticed about the Kyler Murray discussion is every caller who calls up and brings up his height shrinks him. So first it was 5'10", which is his height.
Yeah.
Then it was 5'9".
Right.
Our last caller got him down to 5'8".
Right. He is 5'10".
We keep this going all day. He'll be 4'7" before you know it.
Because he's a little bit taller than I am. So he's 5'10".
Yeah, and we know Tiki
he's not 6 foot.
Tiki does not like tiny quarterbacks.
No, I said pitchers.
No, it's quarterbacks too?
Pitchers.
It's not tiny quarterbacks? Pitchers.
No, he's very big on the pitchers. He gives the pass to the quarterback.
Yes.
Is that true?
Because they don't exist.
Well,
who are they?
Kyler Murray.
And who else?
Russell Wilson.
Russell's actually 6 feet.
Is he, though?
He is.
If a short quarterback struggles, he'll be the first to tell you he can't see over the line, but he doesn't knock him for it.
How tall is Baker? 6 foot?
Baker's 6 foot.
6'7".
Baker plays big, too.
He does play big, but I don't know if he's 6 foot.
I caught it. I just ignored you.
That makes it work better.
Yeah, but it was also an irrelevant 6'7". Like, we're not talking about someone who's 6'7". We're talking about someone who's 6 foot. You added 7 inches. Like, there's no reason to add 7 inches.
People were shrinking Kyler Murray. I put height on Baker.
Half our audience does that every day, so stop.
Chris in Bayshore. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, hey, guys. How we doing?
Wonderful.
Listen, a couple of things. I got a bone to pick with you, and I got a TV reference for you. You're like you're a President nerd like myself, and I was hoping you'd seen Death by Lightning by now.
I saw it as basically within 5 days of it coming out. It was awesome. For those that are not aware, it's about the rise of James Garfield, the assassination of James Garfield, also about Charles Coteau, who's the Nimrod who killed him. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was fantastic.
Great. But the bone I have to pick with you is I don't know, and I'm not getting on Tiki's height estimations because I think they're off too. But anyway, I think if you gave me a room full of 15 free agent quarterbacks, and Murray would be my 16th choice. I don't know. I would rather stay with Taylor. I think he's a much better mentor type, and I just think Murray would be a big mistake. Totally
but
wrong.
But understand the differences in our opinions. Then, okay, it's one thing to say I'd rather go this way, and I framed this a little bit earlier to Tiki, and I think this is the way we should all frame it if we're going to have a fair discussion about this. The Jets are drafting a quarterback. Let's go under that assumption.
Yes.
Whether it's trading up or where they are, they're drafting a young quarterback, probably in the first round. Would you rather have there be a fugazi competition, a temporary competition, mm-hmm. with a veteran quarterback like Tyrod Taylor, who may play for a few weeks, but inevitably will be replaced by this young quarterback who is a mentor? Or would you rather there be a real threat? A guy like Murray at 28 years old, a former Pro Bowler, is a real threat.
Yeah.
And I asked Tiki the question, what's better for that young quarterback? And his answer was a real threat, like a real competition.
No doubt.
And that's what I'm looking for.
Right. That's what you should want for your young quarterback, is a guy who is going to fight for his job, fight for the starting job, and not just concede that the veteran's going to be the guy. And if you bring in let's be honest, to Rod Taylor, you kind of know he's a backup.
Right.
It's just what his career is. He's a career backup. And another interesting one, and he's unfortunately not, well, for the Jets, but fortunately for the Giants, is on the Giants roster next year, Jameis Winston.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not old, but he's past his kind of starting prime. But if someone brought him in to be the starter, you'd trust it.
Yeah.
You'd say, that's not a bad thing. So to bring him in to compete for a starting quarterback position with a rookie, it'd be ideal because he could win the job and do a good job. And if he lost the job, you'd be ecstatic.
Right.
Because your rookie was great and you have a pretty good backup.
I mentioned to you that the email I have for the Rico Bronya podcast, the ricob@gmail.com, has now been used as an Evan Tiki account. Basically, mm-hmm. people will email that account with comments or questions regarding this show, not just the podcast I do. And I feel like, you know what? If you do interact with us via that email address, I'll incorporate you in the show because I think there's a lot of people that can't get through on the phone lines, mm-hmm. or maybe it's delayed and maybe they're on the Odyssey app. So occasionally, I will throw an email in there. Would you like to hear an email from Dennis?
Dennis, let's hear it.
Dennis writes, Evan, Tiki, I love the idea of the Kyler Murray lottery ticket with a competition at young quarterback, but I got another one for you, and I can't wait to hear Tiki's opinion on this. He's even younger than Kyle Murray.
Younger?
Has played a full NFL season and showed he might have the potential, and right now has been sitting for years, and that is Sam Howell. Remember Sam Howell played 17 games for the Washington Commanders 2 years ago, led the league in interceptions, but also threw 21 touchdown passes and got sacked a million times.
Yeah, he's small, Sam.
He is listed at 6'1", so take that for what it's worth. But he is 25 years old, so very young.
And where is he now?
He is currently in Philadelphia.
Yeah, Kevin O'Connell had him in camp and got him out of there.
What do you mean got him out of there? Like they brought him in and they got rid of him?
They traded him at the end of camp.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think I remember that now. That looks weird.
Yeah.
Considering their situation.
I called a couple of Sam Howell's games, and he's confident, right? You give him, I hate this expression, but I'm going to use it because it is the perfect expression. He is a poor man's Baker Mayfield.
Bring him in.
So he's got all of that Baker Mayfield attitude, but none of the production
so far.
And so it's just there's a want to there, and there is a I don't know, like a desire to be really good. He just doesn't have the skill set to do it.
Yeah, I wonder, because he was in camp with the Vikings, if his competition was a disaster. Mm-hmm. Because if he would have shown something, couldn't he have won that job?
How did he not?
Yeah.
They traded him and immediately signed Carson Wentz to replace him.
That so I don't know what that tells you. I mean, maybe it tells you that they didn't believe in him, that the competition didn't go well.
Just ask yourself, what do you think about Carson Wentz?
He stinks.
There you go.
All right.
And do you trust Kevin O'Connell as a quarterback guy?
I do.
Okay, so he told you he stinks.
You trust him as a quarterback guy?
I understand what's happening.
Have you watched J.J. McCarthy?
I understand. Mm-hmm.
So ask yourself again, do you trust him as a quarterback guy?
I asked Tiki. I didn't say I trusted him as a quarterback.
Well, I'm just saying, like, and he's done good things. Obviously.
I do trust him as a quarterback guy, but the J.J. McCarthy draft pick was ill-advised.
You know, here's the way I would phrase this.
What's the general manager?
Forgetting his name.
Whatever his name is, we know who it is, but maybe it was his call, but JJ looks like he's lost.
Yeah, and I think that sometimes you can be really good at something and just be really wrong at something. So Sean's a really good giant guy, but sometimes he's wrong with giant stuff.
A lot of times.
I like to think I'm a good Met guy. I'm wrong plenty of times. So Kevin O'Connell may be a good quarterback guy, but he really, you know, bleeped the pooch with J.J. McCarthy. I don't know what that means.
It would be screwed the pooch,
which you can say.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm really racking up the idiots with idioms on the day we do idiots with idioms, but we save those for next week because we've already got, I assume you already have the idiots with idioms for this week.
We have a long list.
A very extensive list.
Okay. So this will be for next week then.
Yes.
On idiots with idioms. Let's go to Carol in Point Pleasant. Good afternoon, Carol.
Hi. How you doing, Evan?
Hi, we're good. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to talk to you about taking Spence to the game. Are you taking him this weekend?
I am. I'm taking him back to MetLife Stadium, baby.
Okay, so I want to give you some pointers about how to answer all his questions.
All right, let's go. Thank you.
I like this.
Because, yeah, well, you know, I'm going to tell you. I went to my first Giant game in 1972 in Yankee Stadium.
Right.
What one of the fondest memories of my entire life. And I asked all those questions. So when I would say, Daddy, what does that mean? What's a down? How do you explain a down? A down is a chance. You have four chances to get past that guy holding that stick. You don't get past that guy holding that stick, you have to kick the ball away.
Oh.
And then the other guys get it, and you get to try again.
I like that.
Later.
I like that. You've worded that very well.
It's very simplistic.
I think you got to throw in, though, you have a choice, because you have a choice of I kick the ball back to them, I kick a field goal through those yellow thingies, or I go for it. But what happens if you go? Well, if you go for it, you don't make it, then they get the ball right from that spot. So I think we have to throw in the choice part of things, but I like that, the four chances.
Throw in the choice.
Yep.
But it's four chances, and I was assuming you failed at your four chances, and so the other guys got the ball. But yes, it's just four chances. That's what it is.
I think I may need Carol to come with me and my son to the Jets game on Sunday and help me out. And I am bringing Spence back, and I went to him this morning, believe it or not, and said to him...
Are you sure?
Am I sure about what?
To Spence, that was your question. Are you sure?
I said, are you sure? And he's like, yes. And then I said, do you want a Jets jersey?
I want dollars!
Besides dollars, did you want a Jets jersey? And we had this discussion late in the show yesterday because a caller called up and said, hey, what do I do for my grandson? Christmas is coming up. What Jet player should I get? And we had a nice discussion on it can be a legendary player. I gave the advice of just using your grandson's name on the back of the jersey or picking a current Jet. So I said to him, Spence, would you want a legendary Jet player, someone Dad watched when he was a kid? Would you want your name on the back of the jersey or a current player? What do you think his answer was?
He wants his name.
Incorrect.
Wow. For a guy who wants dollars.
I want dollars!
He wants somebody Daddy watched.
No, he wants a current player. And that's where things got real fun. So I said, okay, would you want someone who throws the ball? I was hoping he'd say no, because what am I getting? I'm a Tyrod Taylor jersey. Would you want someone who runs with the ball like Tiki? Would you want someone who catches the ball? Would you like someone who blocks other people? Would you like someone who hits the quarterback? I gave him all the choices.
Right. Did you mime it like that?
I did. Nice. I mimed it the way I'm miming. Do you know what he picked?
What did he pick?
What's your guess? Of all those things that you could describe to a child a football player does, run with the ball, catch the ball, throw the ball, hit the quarterback. Throw the ball.
Hit the quarterback.
Oh, hit the quarterback. So you're going like pass rusher. Yes. What's your guess, Sean?
My guess is he wants a Nick Folk jersey. His first ever game, Nick Folk kicked the game-winning field goal.
It's true. I did say the guy who kicks the ball. He did not pick Nick Folk.
Wow.
And this is where things get dicey. He picked the guys who catch the ball. Mm. So I'm like, okay, got to be Garrett Wilson.
It's only one.
So I told him Garrett Wilson. He's all excited. Then I had to tell him he's not playing on Sunday.
Why not Mason Taylor?
How many passes does he catch?
Well, okay, we're projecting he's going to have a quarterback the next couple of years, right? He's he's got three more years after this with the Jets, definitively.
Sean, I don't have money that's endless. Do I really want to buy him a jersey
you
of a player?
You have season tickets.
Am I really going to buy him a jersey of a player who could be gone in the next year or two? Mm. Like, Garrett Wilson is the safest. We have to admit that.
He's the safest on anybody on the team.
By far.
It's not even close.
I agree.
Maybe Membo. Maybe.
Yeah, no. Olu Fashanu and Armand Membo just right. as offensive line for, yes, I agree right. with you on that. But Garrett Wilson's towards the top. The only negative was he's not playing on Sunday. So I'm buying the kid a jersey. He's going to wear it. And he's going to be like, Dad, where is he? Mm-hmm. And I have to point to the sideline standing there.
So just take duct tape and put Mitchell on the Wilson part. Rip it off after the game.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Like, give him a duct tape. Yeah. AD Mitchell's your guy.
What number is AD?
I don't even know. What number is he? I forgot already. I think it is 15. Jersey number.
If it's 15, then you can put the duct tape down.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Put
the duct tape one.
Yep, you're right.
And then a duct tape AD Mitchell.
You're right. That's exactly what I'm going to do. You nailed it, Sean. Because he does wear 15. Buy him the Garrett Wilson jersey, put a fake one, put a Mitchell in there, and then as soon as Garrett's ready to go, I rip that bad boy off. Yeah.
That's right.
It's going to be awesome. Let's go to Kevin in Stony Point. Hey, Kevin.
I just want to talk the Jet QB's options you guys are saying.
Yeah.
First off, Evan, you're crazy for not wanting Lamar, even though he won't be available. And Kyler Murray, every Jet fan should want. The guy makes the Cardinals better when he plays. Let's not act like the Cardinals are some great franchise.
No, they're not.
They're not. They've been horrible. I guarantee you they're probably under like 25% without him. Probably close to 50% winning record-wise with him.
I can figure that one out real quick. Now you got me challenged to figure that out. So this year, he was 2-3 when he started.
Mm-hmm.
What's the Cardinals record right now? Isn't it like 3-10?
But he's only played a handful of games.
No, he's 2-3 this year is my point. So without him, they are 1-7.
3-9.
They're 3-9, so 1-6 without him.
1-6. Yes.
Last
Jacoby
year,
Brissett is 1-6.
Last year, he started all 17 games. They were 8-9. In 2023, he started 8 games and they were 3-5 and they finished 4-13.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, our last caller's right. Like, even though his win loss record is not great, that's for sure, they are clearly better when he's out there.
Oh, no doubt about it. He's a talented player and he's a gamer in a sense. He's not going to necessarily blow you away statistically, but he finds ways to get the ball to Marvin Harrison Jr. or run or create, you know, extended plays with his legs. So he's a gamer. He's just not reliable.
I was offended by something that was said on the radio. I'm trying to remember when it was. Oh, yeah, a week ago. And it was said by Sean Morash. And I had to save it. I had to keep it. And I need to expose him.
You were offended?
I think so.
Offended.
Yeah,
you were offended.
I was a little bothered by it, yeah. Okay.
Offended? Why? Because you were lazy and decided not to work on a weekday?
What are you talking about?
It was a Friday.
That's true. It was Black Friday, and I was listening to Sean. He did a long show, and I'm going to play you a clip. It's only 3 seconds long. It's very, very quick. But he said something, and it was like a dagger into the middle of my heart. And I was holding it until I could present it to the people. And then maybe Tiki would defend me, and Tiki would say, Sean, you're an idiot. You should be suspended. How dare you, Sean?
How dare I say that whipped cream deserves to be a standalone dessert?
That was not it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what...
It's a topping. And I made a big stink about this on Black Friday. It should be a standalone dessert. You should be able to go places and order a bowl of whipped cream.
Can't you get whipped cream just...
Where?
I don't know.
You walk into an Outback. You think you're finishing a steak with a bowl of whipped cream? They don't offer that to you.
Mm. Yeah, you can't just say, can I have a bowl of whipped cream? You could do it at home if you have the whipped cream and you just like, you know, do that thing where you shake it and it gets into your bowl.
No, I have a lot of fun whipped cream late at night.
Doesn't it like shoot out of that thing like a gun?
Yes,
the nozzle.
The nozzle.
I can nozzle it and then it comes out.
Right.
Yeah. That is not what I caught and was offended by. It was when Sean Morash said this.
The Jets probably have the ugliest uniforms in football.
Wow.
The Jets probably have the ugliest uniforms in football.
Okay, now I got to think about this.
Spot the lie.
spot the lie. They don't have the ugliest jerseys in football.
I'm talking about regular threads, not when the Seahawks turn into, you know, lantern flies or whatever. The regular uniforms. The green jet uniform.
Better than the Bengals. The Bengals are ugly. They look disgusting.
No way.
No way. Are you kidding?
Oh, no. That's horrible. No. Looks like a leopard. The Dolphins. How lame is that?
It is a big cat.
Yeah, it's a big cat.
It's a Bengal.
Well, that's so tough. I'm running around like a big cat. So I go Bengals, I go Dolphins. I mean, come on.
Adam. What hurts the jet uniform also is because it's green and white, unlike the Packer green with some yellow flared in there, when you watch the green and white on a green and white field, you're ready to go to sleep. It hurts your eyes. It is such an ugly looking uniform. No matter how many times they try to tinker with it, it's gross. The worst in the game.
It's never hurt my eyes. Things have hurt my eyes watching the Jets. It's not their jersey. It's the horrible play, but that's like a made-up thing. Your eyes get hurt.
The Browns?
I give the Browns credit for being different with the Brown uniform, so I kind of like it better.
They're also classics, the Browns.
Why aren't the Jets classic?
They're not. They grow.
They've been around since the same, but the basic idea is the same. The colors have been the same since they moved from the Titans. Like
what we've stumbled on here, in case you can't tell in the tone of his voice, is Tommy agrees with me on something, which is crazy.
No, I'm not the one that agrees with you. Evan agrees with you, and he hasn't realized this in the 42 years he's been on this planet, and you have now brought this to his attention, so he's trying desperately to find a team that has the ugliest uniform. In the back of his mind, he now has to realize not only is his team the worst franchise in football, but they also have the worst uniforms.
I've already told you five teams. I stand by it. I think the
Miami,
Titans have a...
they have great
but we're
uniforms.
Talking about the regular traditional regular. Uniform. We're not talking about the alternative, like the Seahawks lime green thing.
Yeah, the Steelers is bumblebees. I understand.
No, I'm talking about their regular, like, I think the Titans are worse. I think the Dolphins are worse. I think the Bengals are worse.
The Titans are sharp, dude.
I think the Vikings are worse. I don't like their jerseys.
Vikings?
Those are ugly.
No.
Why? What makes that so, what's so good about it?
I mean, it's plain, but it's also...
pops a little bit.
Yeah.
No, disagree. I just think there's
nothing about the base jet green uniform that pops at all on the screen. It is an eyesore.
I disagree with you. I think it's beautiful.
Because you're a Jet fan.
Maybe. I mean, maybe it's kind of like we look at our kids and we're like, oh, they're the most beautiful. They're the cutest. Our dogs are the cutest. Maybe that's what it is.
What is the one redeeming quality? It's got green might be the ugliest base color of the Roy G. Biv.
Oh, no, I disagree. Aqua blue, they're playing the Dolphins.
Aqua,
what a lame color.
Think about what we're learning, the rainbow colors. The worst color is green. And you ask any kid in America, what's your favorite color?
This green is not. It is kind of bad.
You never hear a kid go, green's my favorite color. Never.
Yeah, because it's green is like geese poop, basically. It's
a horrible color scheme.
First of all,
you know, it's the color of money.
Ironically.
I like green because of the money.
That's right. You ask Spence's favorite color, he'll say, show me money. Well, what color is money, son?
I want dollars!
It's green!
Money is now colored whatever color your phone is.
By the way, that's my favorite drop in the history of WFAN now.
I want dollars?
I want dollars! Do you mess?
Does it make you happy to hear it? It's just
like, so good.
So innocent.
It is very innocent. No, I'm sorry. Like, I know you want me to agree with you. I do not think the Jets have the ugliest jerseys in the NFL.
You reach down and grab Titans and Dolphins, which means you can't even find a good, reasonable response.
Right. No, but that is my response. Why is that not reasonable?
I think the white tops with the green pants is better than the green tops with the white. Because the green just is bad.
The green Jet jersey, worse.
Well, no, the worst jerseys that the Jets wear, unfortunately, are the ones they're going to wear on Sunday.
Which are?
They're wearing, for the first time ever, the Gotham football rivalry pack, whatever they're calling
it. That's the darkest green?
Yeah, it's like a dark green. It's got the Gotham font.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at it now.
You know what I think bothers me about the whole Gotham
it's
stuff?
It's kind of puke green.
It's a different kind of green, and they're wearing it on Sunday, for those that are not aware, it's the first time they're wearing it. To sell a bunch of jerseys to a bunch of maniacs who are going to buy it. I got to tell you right now, I ain't buying that jersey for my kid. I'm buying the traditional Jet jersey. But what I don't like about the Gotham stuff, and this is something I probably should get over, stop calling yourself Gotham. You're not Gotham. You're playing New Jersey. Like, if you want to be Gotham, move to New York.
Call them the Garden Greens.
Yeah, that makes more sense, honestly.
It's a Garden State.
It just bothers me. Maybe it's as a New Yorker, knowing the history of the Jets and even the Giants, like, sometimes it bothers me, like, okay, fine, you're the New York Jets and the New York Giants, okay, we get it, you're not, but okay, sure. But to, like, give me this Gotham or the Gotham Football Club, no, you're not.
Where does Gotham come from, by the way?
Is it from Batman?
Batman.
Or Superman?
Batman. Okay. Even though, of course, in The Dark Knight Rises, the football stadium they blow up is the Pittsburgh Steelers Stadium. So is Gotham even New York?
No, but I think the nickname has become associated.
New York City is nicknamed Gotham because writer Washington Irving coined it in 1807.
Oh, so that's even before Batman.
In a satirical article to humorously describe New Yorkers as eccentric, drawing from an English village also called Gotham.
There you go. So we are Gotham. I mean, no matter how you cut it, it's New York City.
It's based on the residents of an English village.
I like this rabbit hole, though.
Yes. Who feigned insanity to fool a king, and Irving applied this idea to the kooky behavior of New Yorkers at the time.
How about that?
Right. So, hey, New Yorkers act crazy to fool the king.
So I don't like the fact that they try to drape themselves in the New York flag when they don't play in New York. And I would say that about the Giants, and I certainly say it about the Jets. Like, you know what? Just move to New York. Which, I tell you, the first time they unveiled the Gotham stuff a few years ago,
go ahead.
I thought that was a sign that they were going to break the lease and move to New York. Like, Woody was setting it up for, we're going to become New York's team. And instead, it's just been a marketing ploy for a bunch of years, they still play in New Jersey.
Is this a misuse of the It's ironic, right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Because it's misused. Gotham is supposed to be this epic, Dark Knight-ish thing, and it's really satire about a bunch of fools that were New Yorkers.
Well, that's the origination of the word.
I know, but yes. So we're misusing it. It's like Nimrod. Like, everybody thinks Nimrod's a bad, like, it's an insult.
Right.
It's actually a satirical insult that Bugs Bunny used.
No.
You know this story?
No.
All right, so you know when Elmer Fudd is with the gun,
yeah,
and he's like shooting in the hole or whatever.
I do remember that, yes.
And Bugs Bunny comes up to him and is like, "Oh, you Nimrod, huh? You're like Nimrod," and everybody just assumed that he's calling him an idiot.
So what is it?
So Nimrod is a biblical figure who was a great hunter, and so what Bugs Bunny was doing was saying, "Oh, you're Nimrod," meaning satirically saying,
"Oh, geez,
you're a crappy hunter."
Oh, I didn't.
But I'm calling you. I'm calling you Nimrod satirically.
And then it just became, it took off as an insult.
It became this insult, even though it's based on something the complete opposite.
That's crazy.
And then he bit the hard carrot, the whole thing.
Right. And that rabbits don't really like carrots. Too much sugar.
Is that true?
Yes.
We're really trying to go full circle with this. Now we're on to carrots.
It's only because I had a rabbit. I owned a rabbit.
Do they like carrot cake?
No, it's even more sugar.
What happened to the rabbit? Is it dead?
It died.
Unfortunately. Did it eat too much sugar?
No, it got eaten by a hawk.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
You had a pet rabbit and it got murdered by a hawk?
Yes, because we had it outside.
Well, why'd you have it outside?
Because my boys like to play with the rabbit outside.
Play with a rabbit inside.
So hold on. Your boys took this rabbit out of the cage, went outside.
So it was cute. Like, Tracy hit it.
Okay.
And, like, they were trying to catch a rabbit when we used to live in New Rochelle.
Oh, no.
And so they weren't going to catch a rabbit.
Okay.
And so Tracy went and bought a rabbit. And then put it under the box they were trying to trap the rabbit in.
Oh, my God.
And so they found it, and they're like, oh, my God, we caught a rabbit. Jason, my second son, was like, he's so cute, I want to die. It's from a cartoon.
Yeah.
Right? And so we kept the rabbit. So we had it for like 6 years,
so,
five, 6 years.
So hold on, there's a lot
and
here.
So they were playing with it outside, and then we left it outside in the cage. And a hawk came and...
Came through the cage?
Destroyed the cage.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. No, it was ripped to shreds.
Oh.
I'm not kidding.
Tiki, I love you. You and your wife killed a rabbit.
We didn't kill a rabbit. It was unintentional.
You basically left food out.
Dude, it's natural selection. It's natural selection.
No, it's not natural. You
it
left
is.
It. You left it in a cage. Okay. It couldn't go anywhere.
Leave Dudley running around the backyard. See what happens.
Oh, but my God. What'd you say to your kids? That's all, folks?
I like that one.
It's unfortunate this didn't make the cut because starting next week, Sean is going to get to rank all of his dad jokes, and then Tiki's going to grade them. But we're starting that next week, so unfortunately, that was a good one.
That was a great one.
Doesn't qualify.
That's all right.
Unless you want to allow
so
it.
It was so apropos. It was perfect. That was so good. It
also
Sean.
Made me forget completely what I was going to ask next. And you know what? That's fine. Let's get back to your calls. 888-808-1019. Mike is in New Britain, Connecticut. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call.
What's up, man?
I'm glad that you brought up the Jets uniform, even though my question is having to do with the Giants uniforms.
Okay.
And I actually have a question specifically for Tiki, because I know you were there during the transition period when they went from the Giant logo on the helmet
right.
to the NY logo.
Right. Yes.
Which one do you prefer?
So it's interesting you bring this up, Mike, because when we went to the NY,
and I have something else when you're done.
I thought it was great, and I looked at that old antiquated Giants, and I was like, that is so like passe. I don't want it. That thing is ugly. Now when I see the Giants, I love it, and I think it was because the vibrancy of the helmet. So the vibrant blue with the old school Giants looks hot to me. So I like the Giants
There's
better,
no doubt.
Even though when it first changed, I loved the NY. You know what I mean? But
so I thought it was cool that they went back to the NY, just because they go kind of back to their roots.
Right.
But I didn't know that it was going to be a fixture.
Right.
And I had actually called Keith McPherson a few weeks ago because he was going through the uniform schedule. I tried to get him to lobby for the Giants going back to the 80s and 90s.
Right. The traditional
design.
Giants.
But because I'm on all these different social media groups, there's people that want to start petitions to go back to it. And I said to myself, the person I need to talk to is Tiki.
Right.
Because what would it take actually to get a change like that?
You know, it's interesting, Mike. I think a lot of these things are economic. Right, you change uniforms, it now encourages fans to buy the new uniform.
Absolutely.
But it's been now, is it two generations? No, it's probably a generation since it changed, right? 20-something years, so it's a generation. Maybe you go back and it encourages
it refreshes it
to buy the new Giants
uniform. Oh, no doubt. And I also think that you give a new generation to experience it.
Right.
So I wanted to be fair about Sean's opinion that the Jets have the ugliest jersey in the NFL, so I Googled it, just to get an independent opinion.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because maybe I am biased as a Jet fan. And so when you Google it, it's usually picking like the random ugly ones, like the Bumblebee jerseys.
Right.
And you're right, that's not
Giants
what I want.
Red jerseys.
Right, it's like, no, I don't want the randomly bad ones. I want the main jerseys worn by every NFL team, how would it be ranked? So I found a website, the first one I could find. It's a website called newarena.com.
Okay.
And they rank all of the jerseys. And right. I'm going to tell you where the Jets finished. And I started, and I was so nervous because, like, man, if they're 32nd, I'm going to feel like an idiot. The Arizona Cardinals were 32nd.
Okay.
Okay?
I can see that.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Because they're so plain, the Cardinals.
Were 31st. The okay. Washington Commanders were 30th.
The Commanders.
I kept going down the list, and the New York Jets were 5th as the 5th best jersey
NFL. No way.
I swear to
God. Are you sure you're not reading that backwards?
I am not. In fact,
no, because the Cardinals could be the best
true.
Either.
That's true.
I'll read to you what they said. This is from New Arena.
So that website's run by Jet fans.
No. Last year, we thought the Jets were at the bottom of the list, but what a difference a year can make. New York brought back its old, cherished look with a modern update. Both the white and green uniforms look fantastic. We can do without the mono black alternate, but it's still an improvement on the previous alternate. So then,
okay,
top
so,
five.
Hold on, though, but you read something important. I want to make very clear. I think if you're just judging the combination of uniforms, they do get elevated because I don't mind the Jets' white uniforms.
Right.
It's the Jets' green uniform when they plop that green helmet on there. That specific version is the ugliest base uniform in football.
So now you're walking it back.
No, I'm not. You're changing the argument.
I'm not changing any argument.
Because if I was balancing both home and aways.
Yeah, because the white tops and the green helmets, they're not bad.
Yeah, I don't mind that Jet uniform. It's the green with the green helmet. That is a base uniform. Is the ugliest combo in football.
Hmm. Jimmy is in Warren County. What's up, Jimmy?
Evan Natiki, what's up?
All's good, dude.
Yo.
Tiki, first favorite giant. You're the man.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, no problem. Hey, I got to agree with Sean. I know where it comes from, Sean. Me and Sean are the same age. And in the 90s, the Jets looked terrible. And there was only local games on. So we had to sit through them on Sundays because we like football to get to that true blue. And, you know, being forced to watch them in the 90s when you're young like that and you're trying to learn football and you're really getting into it, I think that's where I get it from. Because it doesn't matter what the Jets put on now. I'm just like, those are the ugliest uniforms in the NFL. I think it's because we're scarred from our childhood having to sit through them at 1 o'clock.
That's funny. I can see that.
I really do. That's what I think it is, Sean. Tell me if you agree.
Yeah, Jimmy, I think it plays into it. Again, I think that also the green and green blending with the field always hurt my eyes. Mm. Always.
Ezra. That's a good point. That is a good point.
I think it's Hello. A terrible point. Ezra's in New Jersey. What's up, Ezra?
Guys, how you doing?
How's
so,
well?
Long-time Jet fan, over 40 years. I made my son a Jet fan. He hates me for it. But I bleed green. I think I'm the real deal. Why don't we just take the Jets' name, take the Jets' colors, scrap them, and go back to the Titans? We'll get a good uniform. The bluish and the yellow. We'll be back again. I mean, let's try something. One more Jet fan that I'll say no to that.
Well, I think what would be challenging is there'd be two Titans in the NFL.
I like that.
I mean, I guess it's not a big deal considering there's a clear difference. It's the New York Titans and it's the Tennessee Titans.
Right.
Like, why not?
Yeah, LSU Tigers could play the Clemson Tigers.
Right, and we know the difference. There's different logos. They're a different city name. Yeah, I actually really don't like when they do the Titans throwbacks, which they haven't done in a while, but they've done it before, like the gold and the darker color. Like right. It just,
I like that.
I don't because also, and this is bias, I admit, there's no good history with the New York Titans. We didn't win a championship as the New York Titans. They were the Titans for 5 minutes for the first couple of years of its franchise, in which there's nothing really to speak of. You know what I mean? Like Beningo wasn't even a fan yet. So I appreciate acknowledging the history, but there's certain histories it's like, is it worth it? I'll give you a comparison. The New York Yankees, before they were the Yankees, were the New York Highlanders.
Really?
Yes. They didn't win anything. They never got to World Series. They were mostly bad, not always bad. And it's like, do you really want to honor the Highlanders? Or even before that, they spent 1 year as the Baltimore Orioles. Are we going to honor the Baltimore Orioles? I don't mean those Orioles. I mean the Yankees. Mm-hmm. It's like, there isn't much to that history. So sometimes, to me, there needs to be a level of success if we really want to honor history and have some people remember a little bit of it. Like, there's nothing about the New York Titans that's redeeming.
But the problem is there's nothing about the New York Jets that's redeeming.
They won the Super Bowl. What are you talking about, bro? They won Super Bowl III in epic fashion.
Predictable. Or predicted. All right.
epic fest.
I mean, you got to admit, that's one of the biggest, it's one of the most, I'll take it this way. The New York Jets were involved in maybe the most important moment in the history of the sport.
Okay.
Because it legitimized the AFL and the merger.
This is fair.
Thank you, Tiki. I knew I wasn't going to get an argument from you. I thought I may get
that's real history.
So to say the Jets don't have a real history, I'm going to give you a chance. I say this to my kids all the time when they screw up. I'm going to give you a chance to apologize, and we can move on.
I'm sorry. The Jets have a moment in their history.
Okay. Just say the Jets have more of a history than I gave them credit for. You don't have to continue to try to pick out a different
way. Yes, I said the Jets had zero history. They had one moment. Therefore, they have more of a history than I gave them credit for.
Okay. He's still being a jerk, but at least he apologized.
Yes.
There's
truth in his apology.
By the way,
look how ugly Evan's sweatshirt is.
I'm just wearing a green sweatshirt.
Is that a Jet sweatshirt?
No.
It's atrocious.
Why is my sweatshirt ugly? First of all, I'm going to stand up. We're not on TV yet, but Tiki, can you describe the sweatshirt to the radio audience?
So Evan has a jet green, a little bit lighter than jet green, sweatshirt that has white stripes in the upper arms, but the white stripe has a blue stripe through the middle of it, which makes no sense.
Yeah, none.
At all. And so...
What?
It doesn't, like, blue and green? Really? With a white stripe? What is that for?
We'll do a fashion show at 4 o'clock when we're on SNY.
Nice.
Let the people who are watching...
it's Casual Friday.
Agree or disagree. Casual Friday. I went even more casual. I decided not to wear jeans today. I'm wearing sweatpants. But I have to explain. I'm going through a jean crisis.
What do you mean?
You ready for this? I've got about 5 pairs of jeans.
They don't fit?
No, they fit fine.
Okay.
They fit fine. They all in the last 3 weeks have developed holes right at the kneecap. And I don't
and
know...
And that is a... Well, I was going to say something, but Tommy would get offended.
No, it's okay. You can say it.
It's not an adult man look.
I agree.
So I wear it for the audience. I wear a lot of ripped jeans or distressed jeans, which is I was just going to suggest to you, Evan. What's the difference? It's a hole in it. I wear ripped jeans all the time.
I'm not going to do what
Tiki
did
away with it because it's your style. Is that Evan's style?
No, it's not only not my style. It's not my intent. Like, I don't want to have a hole in my jeans.
Dude,
it's
how
cold
old
outside.
Are these jeans?
They're not that old. No, and how have they all developed holes, Tiki, in the last 3 weeks?
Because you sit like a third grader all the time. You're always twitching, sticking your knees out. You're doing crisscross applesauce and grown man
or
chairs.
Or maybe you have moths in your closet.
So you're saying moths. He's saying it's my fault that I move a lot?
You have some creature that's eating the knees out of your jeans.
Let me ask you this, Evan. Who was the president when you bought those 5 pairs of jeans?
I swear,
are they old?
They're all new.
Okay.
Trump. I mean, literally, it's probably, in the last year.
Maybe it's wear and tear then from fidgeting. It's the only explanation. Moths in your closet?
But why would fidgeting cause holes on my right kneecap?
It really makes no sense if they're less than 2 years old.
They're less than 2 years old, and I'm telling you, dude, all of the holes are in the same spot. They're my right kneecap. And I've got like 4 pairs of jeans now. They all have holes. I don't understand it.
Do you drive with your knee?
Do I drive with my knee?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Use it. Yeah,
like when you're driving, like you're doing stuff with your hands, so you hold the steering wheel with your knee?
No, I use my hands to drive.
Drive time Ricos. Drive home Ricos.
Yeah.
No, I use my hands. I don't use my knee.
How in the world do you have a hole in your right knee?
I don't know. And it's not one pair. It's like all of my pairs to wear today. I was so frustrated. I said, I'm just wearing sweatpants because I don't want holes in my pants because it's cold outside. Mm. Like, I don't want the wind hitting the skin of my kneecap.
What does your wife say about your clothes? Does she hate the way you dress?
She thinks I could be better.
She's cutting holes in your jeans.
Whoa.
I'm just telling you.
Really?
Yep.
You know what?
That's what's happening.
My wife has thrown out my clothes,
yep.
So I'm with Tiki here.
Yep.
I think your wife is sending you a 100%. Subliminal message.
That is 100% happening. Because sometimes there's stuff in my closet that is just gone. I'm like,
same.
Dude, I mean, I know it was here. I put it in the laundry. I didn't wash it, but what happened to it? So unless the laundry machine ate it, she got rid of it.
Interesting. All right. Of all the...
Your wife is subtly sending you a message.
Of all of the theories that everyone had, I think yours may be right.
So she's Chris Sale.
That's right. Remember when Chris Sale did that?
Yes.
It's a good reference. Rob is in Bohemia. What's up, Rob?
What's up, Rob?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? First time, long time.
Oh, I love that. Appreciate it.
Do you guys know that the Jet jersey, which I love, doesn't even have a Jet logo or New York on it. It's just a plain green and white jersey. That's the reason why I won't buy that jersey.
Is that
so
right?
You know that.
Yeah, I mean, it's true, but the green helmet. Hold on.
No, the helmet, but without the jersey. But I don't wear the helmet when I go out.
Yeah.
Even wear a green jersey.
Hold on. Wow. I'm gonna look at Rob. Wow.
He is right about that. Like I'm looking at jerseys on sale right now.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it's green. It's the number, it's the name on the back. There is no mention of the Jets.
It's like the jerseys athletes would wear in ads where the NFLPA didn't back it up.
It's true. But in fairness,
that's not the case with...
It's the same with the Giants. The Giants don't have their name on it either.
They used to have the NY, the crest. They don't do it anymore.
They have the NY on the front?
I'm looking at jerseys right now at shop.giants.com, and no.
It's, wow.
Okay, you know what? Let me correct myself. There is a very tiny NY on the front of the jersey.
Right.
So some of them, not all of them, some of the throwbacks don't have it either.
The throwbacks don't have it because they didn't have that. They didn't have them. Yeah, but the new jerseys do.
It feels like most jerseys are like that, though. Football jerseys are big with the number and the colors, and then it's the helmet that really shows you the team that you're watching.
Let me look at somebody else's random jersey.
Yeah, pick a random one.
I'm going to pick a random one and see if they have, like, the Bengals. What do the Bengals have?
But yeah, we all know the team. It's not like we need the name
written. No, the Bengals have Bengals written across the front.
Interesting.
Just like their regular jerseys do.
So this is a Jet thing and sometimes a Giant thing.
Yeah.
Hmm. Crazy. What have we learned from all of this?
I know.
We'll come back with your calls. Also, Mike McCarthy may be the next head coach of the New York Giants. What does he have to say about Jackson Dart? We'll see if we learn some of his views on him coming up. And, of course, we talk to you throughout this wonderful Friday, 888-808-1019. I'm looking at the clock. I guess I have 2.5 hours to be right about a declaration I made at 2:02 very casually that may have been picked up by a few people that Edwin Diaz will sign by the end of today. So let's check the clock. I guess I have 2.5 hours. Otherwise, I'm a schmuck.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.